Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's episode 359 of The Backwash.
What the hell happens to you when you turn 35, Emily? Oh,
nothing good.
It is all downhill from there. Or is it?
Huh. It's The Backwash.
Transmission has terminated.
Now. It's time for an exclusive after-show podcast. The DSC presents The Backwash Podcast.
This headline from the Babylon Bee. Doctors confirm life after age 35 is just endless cycle of dieting and back pain until you die.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying from back pain right now.
No!
And it came because I was scrubbing the stupid bottom tray and the grill racks from the toaster oven in the bathtub. And I just didn't realize.
Whoa, wait a minute. That's going to dirty up your shower carpet.
Okay, I don't have a shower carpet because I don't want E. coli and anthrax in my shower. And we're about to do a bathroom remodel, so I really didn't care. It was the perfect place to do it because the tub was getting the boot anyway, so I didn't care if I was getting all greasy and gross and whatever.
Oh, my God. What? Do you wear your clothes in the shower to launder them? What do you...
We have a pristine new kitchen.
Yeah.
With a beautiful sink that doesn't have any scratches in it yet.
Got it. You and cannot scratch that up.
Right. Nope. And I needed to scrub the crap out of these oil stains. And so I went in the bathtub that was about to get the boot.
Wow. That's just an amazing revelation to me. I'm sorry.
Astonishing, Emily.
Sarah, would you have done it any different?
Well, my brain doesn't work like yours, so I just would have been bummed out that I had to, like, you know, destroy my new sink.
But
it's such a good idea, actually. Go to the bathtub.
The bathtub is for transmissions and differentials only.
And carpets. Currently. But to get the oil stains out, we do a baking soda paste, just baking soda and water, and let it soak for X number of hours. So I know I could leave it in this bathtub and let it just be there overnight, and then the next day go in and scrub, and it would come up easily. But it still took some elbow grease scrubbing to get it all off, and so I haven't been able to walk straight for days. Because in the moment, I was so focused on the scrubbing, I didn't realize what stupid position I was in. And then, to top it off, remember we went to see Sonic at a 4D movie theater recently?
Yeah.
And so the seats move around like you're on a flipping roller coaster for 2 hours. It's like being on the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland just for 2 hours straight. And we walked out of there and Colt was the happiest little boy on earth. And Eric and I looked at each other and we're like, we're too old for this shit. Never again. But where did he book our tickets to see Top Gun? The fucking 4D theater. Because he wants to feel like he's in the jet with Tom Cruise.
There's going to be a lot of turbulence, Emily.
Right. And we didn't take Colt with us. And so it was for him who walked out of that theater grumbling, I'm never doing that again. And I'm already going in with a sore back.
Oh.
I just need a week off to recover from cleaning my toaster oven and going to a movie.
Christ almighty. Wow.
God.
It makes me feel youthful. Thank you. Do you have a TENS machine?
I should get one.
Dude, seriously, you should get one. So great.
That's such a sore spot in our marriage.
The TENS machine?
Yes.
What? Why?
Why?
I owned one.
Yeah.
Past tense.
Okay.
And I just never used it. I was just lazy. I bought it in the height of my marathon running days, and then I never used it again when I stopped running half marathons and marathons. And so it was just collecting dust. And Eric, I put it on him once and he hated the sensation of it. So he had no interest in it. And so in one of our moves, he said to me, why are we still carrying this around? Donate it. We never use it. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So we got rid of it.
Maybe you can go back to the same Goodwill and buy it back.
Like a month later, he was at jujitsu and he comes home. this guy told me about this TENS machine. We have to get one.
Oh, no, 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 no. He did not.
Oh.
He did not. No, he did not.
Yes.
What did he think you had that you just got rid of?
It's because it didn't come from my mouth.
Oh.
You know, he took his buddy's opinion on it and not his wife's. Oh, I was so pissed.
That's right. A buddy of mine said, you know, it's not a good idea unless it's Kim's idea.
I feel like sometimes I have to tell his friends, will you tell him this idea? Because he doesn't want to listen to me. There's some sort of just reflex like, the wife thinks it. Nah.
That is exactly what I'm working on right now. We just went out to dinner this past the other weekend with a couple, mm-hmm. and I had told Chip I wanted to do something later this year, and he's like, no, absolutely, no way, no way, no way. So then I told the friend, the guy, and I'm like, okay, I'm planting the seed. You and me want to do this, so you need to bring this up and get him to do it. And he's like, oh, perfect, no problem. So I get it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's so annoying.
How big was the TENS machine that you had?
They
have like little ones.
I don't know. Okay. I think I had spent like $75 or $100 on it at a marathon expo. Mm,
okay.
Which is probably $25 on eBay now.
Right.
You get the marathon expo up price.
Right. Of course.
So the one that Sarah had and put on my gooch when I was in labor.
That's a term I don't like. I don't know why.
That one, I think you could probably buy for the same price, same money, $100, whatever, $75.
Nope.
It's recharge. No.
$30.
Mm.
It's rechargeable. It's the size of a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good, although I was able to take all it could give.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm superhuman.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Corey still cannot believe that. Almost every time I go in there and he puts me on one of those things, he's like, I still don't understand how Boyer took that. I've never seen anyone take it to that level.
Oh. Dick.
It made no sense. No sense.
Jill and I have been working out, and we have this trainer that puts TENS machines all over our bodies. So they're all going while we're doing our workout. And it's supposed to get into those fast twitch muscles while you do slow twitch exercises so that you're working your muscles to the absolute maximum. So it's a 20-minute workout, but allegedly it's like spending 2 hours in the gym. I would love to see you do one of those workouts because it is so hard when she cranks it up and you're trying to just squat and your whole body feels like you're in this zap because it's a vest and pants that you put on. So you're...
Is there a diaper in there as well?
Nope. Quads, hamstrings, glutes, and then your whole upper body and your biceps, they all have their own individual intensities and stuff going, depending on what you can take.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. I really would.
Now, have you thought about inversion therapy?
I don't know what that is.
You're on a teeter-totter, essentially.
Is that where you hang from your feet?
Yeah.
That sounds miserable.
Well, I'm going to sentence you to hang by the neck until you cheer up. You hang by your feet until you cheer up, and it's supposed to decompress the spine and allow fluids back in.
Sorry.
All that stuff that, you know, just kind of stretch it back out.
Have you seen
how kind of like when a guy would reach down and kind of stretch his dick out a little bit.
There we go. That's why you brought it up.
Have you seen how huge and giant those contraptions are, though? My God. If you don't have, like, a home gym with equipment to put that in or a garage with plenty of space to store that, those things are huge.
They fold up. The A-frame squeezes back up, and you can tuck them in a cabinet. Not, you know, they're 7 feet tall, but then they narrow up a little bit. The teeter.
That's what I want to do with the space in my house.
Right.
Well, if it makes you feel good.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's the Boyer logic.
And if your husband can't get it up, maybe you can just invert yourself and he can kind of just drop it in.
Jesus. You amuse yourself.
It's amazing how our bodies fool us into thinking they're stronger than they are.
They fuck us over after 35, don't they?
Yep, they sure do. Oh, I bet I can sit down and twist sideways and lift this 60-pound anvil without problem. Oops. For the next 30 years, you're paying that one off. Jesus, what a bum ass. My dad used to say, don't fuck up your back, kid. Don't fuck up your back, kid. And then, you know, of course, I don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
He also said, don't get old. I didn't listen to that either.
Mm.
But, wow. Well, I hope you are on the room for improvement.
I hope so, too.
Because it's no fun. It's not getting any better.
No, it's
not. You are as good now as you might ever be.
No. No. That's wrong. That's giving up on life.
And I actually like do disagree with that. There are plenty of stories about people who didn't get in shape until their 40s or 50s and are now in better shape than they ever have been in their whole life. And those are the stories I hang on to tightly right now, because this can't be where I am for good.
330 million Americans, and you remember the 8 who got in shape after 50.
I don't
50.
Care. I'll take the inspiration. Absolutely.
It's really difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard work.
When I was in my 20s and early 30s, I used to bring my bike to work almost every day.
Did you ride it, or did you just bring it with you?
No, I brought it and I rode it. I was out of here and in the canyon riding a bike. And it helped because I had a buddy who was a lifeguard, so he didn't work every day. And in the winter, he was off much time.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd set up 3 o'clock, the canyon. Okay, great. So that was really helpful to have a buddy. And it sounds like you have a Jill, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, except she travels the world, so our consistency is hit or miss. But I do have a buddy, which helps. Sometimes I love and sometimes I hate what is it called on Facebook? The time capsule feature, your memories this day, all of them from 10 years ago. And I look at those pictures and I'm like, I thought I was fat then.
Oh,
I was so skinny. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
I have the same feeling because I don't know too many people who look back and think, wow, I've really improved. Certainly not me. Now, Sarah, do you have a workout buddy who meets you at the rowing department?
I haven't rowed in quite a while.
She's got her sweat circuit.
I started sweat circuit back in September, and I just committed to that. But I joined that not knowing anybody. But because I thrive in a group setting when I have buddies and I have people keep me accountable, I started inviting everyone I knew to come, and a handful of them have stuck and actually come all the time. But at the same time, I go so often that I now have made my own crew there.
Mm-hmm.
And even the trainers, there's only 3 trainers that I train with, and they're my buddy as well. And that's the only way that I really do my best. I worked out at home. I had a row machine at home during COVID, and so we would Zoom together and do that. But working out at home for me is no bueno.
I hate it. It does not work.
So yeah, getting this group, getting everyone, you know, having that accountability of everything is just the freaking best. Plus, you know what? I now have like this 1 hour every day that's just for myself, but it's also where I have this other community of friends, and we all just freaking love hanging out and doing it all together. So it's freaking fun. And I love these people I work out with. So I've made this whole new group of friends, even when the ones that I invited don't even show up. It's the greatest. It's so addicting. It's so freaking fun. And I just, whatever it is, I wish everyone got that hour to themselves. If you don't, mm-hmm. you know, and like it's, I get out of work, I have 1 hour before I have to go get the kid from school, and then I have to get the other kids, and I have to blah, blah, blah. So instead of napping, I go and I freaking go to the gym, and it's the greatest. It's hard as fuck. It is so hard, but it's so much better doing it, and you feel so much better. And yeah, boy, you're saying like it's hard work trying to do all that and get healthy and stay healthy or whatever. Yeah, but you know, some of the hardest things you work for feel the best and are the best.
Do you get stuck in it? Here's my thing that sometimes befuddles me and sets me back. I'll do a bike ride, a couple of miles, and then I'll stop for food. Oh, tacos? Oh, I rode the bike. Give me two. No, make it three. I earned it.
No, I actually have the opposite. I work so hard that when I eat crap, I feel shittier. So I feel better when I eat cleaner after working out so hard because it's not all for nothing.
God damn, talk some more. I like hearing this. Yeah. This is a good philosophy.
The more, but plus too, like those shitty foods have addictive things in them as well. And so you feel good the moment you're eating that shitty food, the crappy food, and then an hour later you feel like crap. You know what I mean? But when you're eating it and rewarding yourself, whatever it is in there makes you feel good in that moment, you know? That's how you can easily get stuck in that kind of pattern too. But when you work so hard and you, I don't know, when you work so hard in general, not just like on working out, but in just eating better, just trying to be a little bit healthier, you feel better when you continue to do it. And when you don't cheat. And yeah, you know what? There are days where, of course, like I'll just eat whatever. I don't give a shit. I'll drink whatever. But then I don't kill myself because then that will pop in, boy. Or, well, I worked so hard this week. You know what? This one day, this one meal, whatever, it's not going to kill me. It's fine. As stupid as it sounds, like the pina coladas I was drinking in Hawaii, oh, my God, they're freaking milkshakes. So I didn't have one every day because I couldn't get rid of it. But I had a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I didn't kill myself over having a lot of them.
Yeah, there is a drinking thing as well that shitty food and drinking kind of go together. So when you're Friday night and you're tipping back a couple of beers and you go, oh, how about one more? You know what? Tonight, Chris wants a beer. Fuck tomorrow, Chris, who's going to have to pay for it with a,
yeah.
a headache and hugging yeah. the toilet. That guy's an asshole. I never liked him in the first place. But tonight, Chris is going to live it up. So we have that immediate gratification
yeah.
that really is our own enemy.
Yeah, it's your own worst enemy. I was just going to say that. Exactly. Yep. And sometimes you cave into it and it's fine. But if you can get into a pattern where you don't, God, you're just going to feel so much fucking better in so many ways. It's just the best. And it's... I
had this list of questions.
I don't want to be preachy. I just wish.
Kind of ran down here. And one of them is, what do you miss about your childhood? And right now, it's health, fitness, and the ability to get out and run a mile without killing myself. That's what I miss most.
Well, just at the end of the day, you beat Anna on a foot race in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yes.
There you go.
Yes. Oh. And he breaks the tape.
You've been listening to the DSC Backwash Podcast. Uncut and uncensored. Exclusively online on 1015kgb.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.